The meditation theme is group servers. Aquarian law will be based on spiritual illumination, on intuitive perception, and brotherly love, which is identification with every form in every kingdom in nature. Through a new group of world servers, educated opinion of the intelligent peoples of the world can be spread, highlighting goodwill and intelligent understanding of the needs of humanity. This, in its turn, seriously hampers antagonism and hatred between people. The masses, educated and no longer kept in ignorance, won't tolerate hatred, separateness, greed, and wealth concentrated in elite few while many people suffer. The process of educating the public must go forward with diligence and tact, and wisdom must be cultivated in order to avoid all antagonism, all criticism, and all hatred. The power of such a group working in such a fashion will be tremendous. They can accomplish miracles based on simple concepts and the steady practice of goodwill. But in doing so, there are rules that must be followed that preserve the integrity of the purpose of this new group of world servers. These rules are: 1. No word must be spoken or written which could be construed as evidencing partisanship or as an attack upon any ruler, any form of government, or any national activity. Hatred ceaseth not by hatred. Hatred ceaseth by love. 2. Nothing must be published in any pamphlet, newspaper, circular, or letter which could evoke antagonism from any government, any political party, any economic strategist, or any religious organization. Only principles of universal application must be expressed, and no partisanship is permitted. 3. No race or nation must be regarded, either in the spoken or written word, as of greater importance, essentially, than any other race or nation. Humanity as a whole must be emphasized. Yet those who think otherwise than this must not be subjected to attack. Racial hatreds, religious differences, and national ambitions are to be ignored by this new group of world servers. 4. Members of the new group of world servers are never to identify themselves with any political, religious, or social propaganda. Such propaganda is separative in its effects and breeds divisions and hatreds. Some of the world servers and men of goodwill may themselves be members of political, religious, or other organizations committed to activity of the kind which causes divisions. When men of goodwill find themselves in such a situation, they can refrain from breeding hatred and from active antagonistic propaganda, and can regard their position as one which will enable them to interject the theme of brotherhood by living in a brotherly spirit and by expressing understanding and love. Five. Units of service in all nations must be built up steadily. Their objectives are as follows: to educate the people in their nation in service, in kindly effort, and in non-aggressive action. To provide in every country and eventually in every city a central bureau where information will be available concerning the activities of men and women of goodwill. All over the world, and of those organizations and groups and parties who are working along the lines of international understanding, mutual cooperation, religious unity, and economic interdependence. To bring together the members of the new group of world servers and those associated with them through similarity of ideas and vision, so that in every country and every major city, the world servers can find those whose aims are the same as theirs and who are pledged to the same service and activity. To list and investigate the work and the ideals of all groups which purport to have an international program which tends to heal world differences and natural quarrels. To work for a better understanding between the races and to harmonize religious distinctions and class war. Six. No secrecy must ever be permitted in the work of the new group of world servers. Secret societies are organizations open to attack and suspicion. The new group has nothing to hide, and their files and methods of work must ever be open to investigation. And so, in the coming new age of Aquarius, the new group of world servers will work to produce a balance of the forces of goodwill and those causing widespread unrest. They will act as interpreters of the new attitudes and activities of right human relations that must govern men in the Aquarian Age. And they will eventually bring about unification of the men of goodwill everywhere, in all fields, political, religious, scientific, and economic. But first, they must find each other, set up networks, and work together to foster right living, goodwill, and harmony.
Alignment. Relax your physical body. Harmonize your emotions. Quiet your mind and focus mentally. Turn your mind inwards and upwards towards that source of higher consciousness we call the soul. Disassociation. Focus high in the mind. Look down at each body and mentally affirm and realize, 1. I am not the physical body. I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the physical body. 2. I am not the emotions. I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the emotional body. 3. I am not the mind. I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the mental body. 4. Align with your soul with a line of light. Group alignment. Reflect on the alignment of the soul and personality. Feel that alignment. Mentally consider the relation of the solar plexus, heart, and head, and focus your consciousness in the region of the Ajna Center. Mentally concentrate your aspiration in the heart center, just between your shoulder blades. Imagine withdrawing the heart's aspiration upward into the center above the head. The thousand-petaled lotus, and focus your consciousness there with the one soul. Opening salutation. Sound the Gayatri, opening your mind and heart, radiating love and light to all beings on earth. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun. Hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Meditation. Work through the following mantra sequentially, from the first line to the last, using each line as the seed thought of your meditation. Start with line one, then add the next line, until you are finally working with the entire mantra. In your mind, build a picture of the line you are working with. Then think about the sentence, word, or phrase, trying to understand its meaning. Remember to remain as the observer and avoid falling into your meditation and thereby losing awareness. Then rise above mind and endeavor to briefly feel a connection with that which you are pondering. Open your awareness for any insights as you say the mantra. May the power of the one life pour through the group of all true servers. May the love of the one soul characterize the lives of all who seek to aid the great ones. May I fulfill my part in the one work through self-forgetfulness, harmlessness, and right speech. Now deeply consider the seed thought for the week.
Lower Interlude. With deliberation, bring the work you have just done to a close. Bring the center of awareness back into the mind, illumined and responsive to the intuition, into the emotions irradiated by spiritual light, into the body empowered by spiritual will. Review any thoughts or insights that arose during your analysis of the seed thought. Throughout the day, consider the thoughts which have arisen in your meditation work, and so keep the transformational effects ongoing. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, distributing God's light, love, and spiritual power to the world. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.